You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. On a Tuesday, which is the day before Liverpool take on Napoli in the Champions League, in Naples, in what will be a very difficult game. Napoli are a team in form. We are not a team in form. Napoli have some very, very dangerous attackers, and we have shown that we are not protecting our defence particularly well to begin this season. So it does stand out as probably the most difficult game in this group stage. Now, obviously, we'll expect to go through no matter what, because we are the best team in this group, regardless of current form. Liverpool are a better team than Napoli. That's just how it is. If you were to line the two sides up against each other, our team is stronger than theirs. The same goes for Ajax. We're very clearly a stronger team than Ajax, and we're very clearly a stronger team than Rangers. But with the current form, it is a little bit worrying because the games are going to come really quick and fast. You get Napoli this week, then you've got Premier League at the weekend, then you get Ajax next week at home, then there's the international break, so at least there's a bit of a respite. But then October 4th, Rangers at home. October 12th, Rangers away. October 26th, Ajax away. November 1st, Napoli home. So again, there is a two-week break between those games. But these group stage matches are going to go by really quickly. Less than 2 months from the 1st to the 6th. And when you're in poor form, 2 months can go by really, really quickly. It can be very hard to turn things around in that level of time. So for Jurgen Klopp, he needs to get this thing turned around really quickly. Now, we've got a couple of players coming back from injury, Thiago being by far the most important one. And it does look like he will have some involvement tonight. It might just be that he's on the bench and doesn't play. But just having him back, having him available is such a big deal for us, because he's arguably the most important player in the team, given how we play these days. So having him back in the squad will help, and then he should be good to go for Wolves at the weekend, at least for 45 minutes, 60 minutes maybe. We have Artur. He could easily start tonight, and I think he probably should start tomorrow night. Now, Dave Maddock has come out and said that James Milner is likely to start, and that obviously is horrible news. But you must remember, Dave Maddock hasn't called anything right since he got the news of Houllier getting sacked in 2004. So Maddock is on an 18-year run of being wrong about basically everything. So fingers crossed he's wrong again here. There's just no way that James Milner should be starting this game. No way in any semblance of reality that James Milner is good enough to start in a Champions League game against Napoli. He simply isn't. These are a good team. You can't just roll out players that are years past their best. And Napoli will punish players like Milner. Milner's getting dribbled by almost four times per game this season. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how difficult it is to get dribbled past four times a game? Most defenders don't even get dribbled at four times a game. It's been very, very difficult to watch James Milner play football this year. He was okay. You know, to be fair, he was decent against Fulham when he came on. And he was okay against Palace. And everything since has been garbage. It's time for Milner to have a really serious think about whether or not he can still play at this level. Anyway, the game is tomorrow. We can talk about it more tomorrow. Let's look at the main Liverpool websites. This is Anfield. Their main article is Thiago back, but duo missing as 22-man squad trains for Napoli. Curtis Jones and Fabio Carvalho not in training. Carvalho has a dead leg. Jones has some sort of mystery injury that we don't really know what it is. Klopp said stress related. I took that to mean stress fracture. He was on the bench against Newcastle and perhaps has had a relapse. He's gone again anyway. So that is disappointing. Cuevin Kelleher is apparently back in training, but didn't train yesterday. So we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens with Cuevin. He might just be being brought back quite carefully. It's very, very difficult to know what our team is going to be tomorrow night, really. What else have this is Anfield got? Beauty and the Beast, can Liverpool's European love affair be reawakened? 10 new photographs of Anfield Road End extension nearly 1 year into the build. It's actually a bit mad that that's 1 year since that all started. But it is looking really impressive. Like, really impressive so far. A very, very imposing structure. Similar to the main stand, obviously. I think the design is very, very similar. Height-wise, it's not quite as tall as the main stand, but it's right up there. God, it'd be good if they did the Kenny as well. If they did the Kenny next, because they own a bunch of those houses. And I know that's the big holdup is the housing, but if they could extend the Kenny or expand the Kenny to mirror the main stand, like that could push, 70,000? And you can just leave the cop as is. Maybe bring in the safe standing in the cop. That would be very, very impressive, but thus far, you have to be impressed by these expansions. I think you do anyway. Maybe you don't. Liverpool omit pre-season youngster from UEFA Youth League squad. Is this Mustolowski? It is Mustolowski. I don't really understand what's going on with that kid because he is immensely talented. But there just seems to be something a bit strange. There really does seem to be something a bit strange with him. Can you name Liverpool's 18 top scorers in Champions League history? Probably not. Bobby Duncan blasts agent for jeopardising his career. So, you haven't seen this. Bobby Duncan's former agent was on TalkSport yesterday, largely telling lies about Antonio Rudiger apparently having much higher offers than the one he took from Real Madrid, which simply isn't true. And he brought up Bobby Duncan, and Duncan snapped back on Twitter. This guy, Saif, he ruined Bobby Duncan's career. Ruined it. There's a lot of rumours that have gone around in recent years about how and why Bobby Duncan left Liverpool, but it was very much this guy's doing. And it's not just Bobby's career that he's ruined. He's also the guy responsible for ruining Sadio Berahino's career as well. An absolute toe rag. The same fella, the same agent, tweeted when Adam Johnson got sent to prison. He said it was an absolute joke. And I quote, "Who hasn't made a similar mistake?" You know, that's the kind of guy you're dealing with here. Referee criticised as absolutely rotten, appointed for Liverpool versus Wolves. Oh, no. Andy Madley. Oh, dear. Oh, Andy Madley is terrible. Right, it's Andy Madley at the weekend, folks. That's not good. It's not good at all. Liverpool learned Jordan Henderson return date after hamstring injury. Looks like 3 weeks plus potentially, obviously, the international break as well. So about 5 weeks out in total for Henderson. Interesting that we have such a clear picture of what's wrong with him and how soon he'll be back, and yet nothing on Naby Keita, who got injured a month ago. Isn't that a little bit strange? Isn't that just a little bit strange? There's a piece about the new kit. The new kit, I think, is a triumph. Klopp may unleash 57 million duo as seven Liverpool stars miss Champions League training, says Liverpool.com. Liverpool can finally unleash potent 105 million duo who are about to cause chaos for Jurgen Klopp. Liverpool must reignite their own Kevin De Bruyne and simple Jurgen Klopp move can unlock him. Liverpool should eye cut price transfer opportunity for 129 million midfielder. Sorry, 129 million forward like Thierry Henry. Is this Rafael Leão? It is Rafael Leão. Yeah. A sensational player, but I just don't know how we'd get him or why we'd buy him at this point, considering, you know, we kind of have Luis Diaz who plays that left wing and pretty happy with him. Liverpool should sense 60 million Nicolò Barella transfer chance as right Jurgen Klopp moment nears. Liverpool in 60 million Barcelona and Real Madrid January transfer race as Roberto Firmino wanted. Let's see. I assume the 60 million piece is more about Barella. It is about Barella, who I just don't see leaving Inter. And Bobby Firmino, apparently Juventus will make a move to try and sign him in January or at least get him on a pre-contract. Liverpool should sign 25 million next Kevin De Bruyne to fix for Jurgen Klopp to fix Man City disadvantage. This is Dominic Szoboszlai, and I'd be all in favour of that. I've been calling for us to sign him for a couple of years. Liverpool should return to old 40 million transfer dream for Jurgen Klopp if Arsenal condition met? This is about Bukayo Saka. In what world would Bukayo Saka cost 40 million? I suppose he is out of contract in... Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is about Martin Odegaard, who's just been appointed Arsenal captain. So, yeah, no. AnfieldIndex.com. There is a new piece up, Why Europe Can Offer a Much-Needed Distraction. This is by the machine Stephen Smith. So do check that one out. There are a couple of new podcasts up. There is the new Scouted for Napoli. And there is a new Under Pressure entitled Identity Crisis. Mr. Dan Rhodes, and Phil Barker. Analysing the doubleheader against Newcastle and Everton. They discuss Liverpool being outrun and outsprinted in every match. Liverpool pass completion is at historically bad levels, but why does that matter? Newcastle bigger, faster, stronger. Time-wasting data collection, that should be good. Harvey and Baby Fab, a nice idea, but why didn't it work? VVD vulnerability, evolving to Darwin, how do we make it happen? So do check that one out there. And I think that is about to be all of me for today, folks. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.